Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year at Rydell.
Hello, and welcome to Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Tuesday, March 11th. My name is Jeff Belinsky, and I am the founder of 2B Enterprises. I am dedicated to helping people escape the 9-to-5, follow their passion, and love their work. I'm also the founder and co-creator of Broadway Bodies, the fun way to work out to your favorite show tunes. I'm the founder of Javelin Business Coaching and also the founder of 2B Studios, a great holistic studio in 14th Street in Manhattan. Join us every other week here on Blog Talk Radio, the Life Coach Radio Network, for a conversation with those who created fun businesses and uncovered their fortunes in the process. We are broadcasting live today from Cumberland, Rhode Island, amongst a forest of beautiful white pine trees, although I'm inside looking out. It is great to think that spring will be here in just a few weeks. Around this time of year, I'm always looking for signs of spring, that it will be here soon enough, despite that snowstorm is coming this week to the Northeast. This week, I saw some signs. I heard some signs. First, the birds were chirping outside my window in Chelsea in New York City, which is always a great sign of spring around the corner. But the other sign, which I think was even more significant, was seeing in Midtown Manhattan the Mr. Softy truck out on Saturday when it was 52 degrees. So when Mr. Softy is out, I think spring is around the corner. I am so excited today to have the Queen of Group on our show. What does the Queen of Group mean? Who is the Queen of Group? Well, that would be Jennifer Britton. And Jennifer has literally written the book, on working with groups. Group coaching, group dynamics, team performance, all of the good stuff about how to effectively work with groups. There's so many reasons you want to work with groups and understand groups in your business as an entrepreneur, and we'll get to that in a moment. Before we get into that, let's look down memory lane a bit. February, Fitness Business February. If you missed an episode, you may want to dig in the archives and hear from our past guests and brilliant, authentic, and forthcoming entrepreneurs. Wow, did we have a powerhouse of entrepreneurs last month for Fitness Business February. They shared their stories of transition, many of them coming from a corporate career in marketing and finance, et cetera, to one of fitness and health. A few of them were laid off as a sign it was time to do something that was more of their passion. Many of them had false starts. Many of them realized the pitfalls of signing a real estate agreement before some real estate information. You heard it in their voices. They love their work. There's no faking. They love what they do, but yes, it is hard work. Some of the founders we heard from was the founder of Intensati. Intensati is a revolutionary new workout combining yoga, aerobics, and martial arts. And the founder, Patricia Marino, has also written a book around this. So she is an author and has created programs around the world. One of the things that we'll find about many of our entrepreneurs is lifestyle they have created for themselves. You'll hear Jennifer today talk about, after 10 years in the business, how one of her fortunes is creating a lifestyle that works for her. Another Fitness Business February participant was the founder of Yoganesh. Founder of Yoganesh was laid off from a corporate career. At the same time, she was taking a yoga certification program. The stars aligned, and she's now been in business 5 years over the hump and is off and running. We also had another entrepreneur who started Pace for Success and the Fit Factory. And I won't, you'll just have to see what Jasmine is up to. She has a really kind of unique organization and two different prongs and multiple revenue streams. The last but not least is Mark Fisher Fitness, started right here in New York City. Serious Fitness, Ridiculous Humans. Check out a bit of Mark's outrageously amazing personality, his videos, and how his approach to fitness is just so fun and so effective. He is on a roll to success. Check out Mark Fisher Fitness. One common element about all the fitness business owners we had on the show is they all do group work, and that is the topic of today's show. So many of them do teach private individually, but really the foundation of their work is groups. Many solo practitioners and business owners do business one-on-one, one person at a time, one customer at a time in the store, and that's great. But there's a way to juice up your business, impact more people, grow sales, grow your community, and learn and enjoy interacting differently with your customers. What I like, a couple easy examples is when you see a wine shop, a wine retailer, and they have a wine tasting, or they have a group on introduction to red wines or introduction to Merlots, or in a class setting, or more like a workshop setting. So any retail business can sort of form a community around their fans. That is group work. Obviously, a fitness class is group work. One of the greatest creators of, or maybe on the creators, acknowledgers of group work, is Gary Vaynerchuk, who started the Wine Library TV. And he was a big blogger. And basically his idea in the beginning was, I'm going to form a community of people who feel the same way about wine that I do. And guess what happened? Millions of people later, he created a business around that. So now he's one of the largest retailers of wine in the country, and everything it has to do with wine. So a lot of business owners have a lot of fans, and they have a lot of community, and they have groups, but they don't tap into them and don't use them. So basically, taking those mailing lists and creating what else? How else can I sort of deepen the experience of my product or my service with my customer in things they want? And don't scratch your head and think, what can I do, what can I do, what can I do? The beauty of this and the beauty of groups and the beauty of working with people is you can ask them. So go ahead, ask the customers. Hey, what would you like to know more of that we can offer you around a certain product and service? What would you like to do differently around a crumb that involve other people, that involve group work? So don't scratch your head trying to figure out. Just ask. Groups can be any formation. But working with groups is clearly a different animal than working with individuals. And to do it well, you need to know a few things. You need to know a few skills. You need to understand group dynamics. You need to understand the energy of groups and how groups really take on their own, sort of their own beast. They're a beast amongst themselves. You need to understand the way people absorb or want information delivered. And how do you do that? Think of the most boring, uninteresting group kind of meeting or conference you've been to. That's what you don't want to do. I remember for defensive driving a couple years ago to get a couple $100 off my insurance, I went had to take a couple courses. The information was delivered in possibly the worst way that you could deliver information, sat there thinking, oh, this guy needs to take some group training classes. Let's make it fun. Why would you suffer through something when you can make it fun with just a few skills, a few tweaks of how you deliver information? Groups are the basis for building a tighter bond with your community, and they allow other customers and fans to interact with each other. Usually they're like-minded people. They usually find a connection. So again, it deepens that experience. If you're just tuning in, this is Coach Jeff Belinsky on the Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series. Today we are speaking with Jennifer Britton of Potentials Realized, of Effective Group Coaching, author and queen of group. Jennifer will also be presenting at the New York Coaches Lab this week in New York City. So if you are a coach and you want to catch a glimpse of her, go to Facebook and look up New York Coaches Lab and you'll find the information there. That is for certified and accredited coaches. So I am inspired by people that I meet who are doing wonderful, very cool things. They're having fun. They created wealth and abundance for themselves. They do great work in the world. They share their business, their inspiration, and their roadblocks. They are my inspiration, as well as the concept of becoming a master of living. The master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body. She hardly knows which is which. She simply pursues her vision of excellence at whatever she does, leaving others to decide whether she is working or playing. To her, she's always doing both. Just think about that. Many of the entrepreneurs on our show, I would say, are masters in the art of living. They work hard, but to them it's play. They love to get out of bed in the morning and jump up. They have a mission. They have a purpose, and they enjoy the art of creation. So what is your fun to fortune? I'm going to take a moment here and let you know if you would like to call into our show. It's 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. We are on Facebook at the Life Coach Radio Network. And again, my name is Jeff Belinsky, Coach Jeff. You can reach me at jeffvelinsky.com. That's J-E-F-F, V as in Victor, I-L-E-N-S-K-Y.com. I'm here to help you and other entrepreneurs take it to the next level, create fun, create fortune, get started on your business, and today learn about group work. A little intro from me before I pull over to Jen. Looks like she has gotten on the line. I love working with groups. I'm not sure what it was or what it's about, but in the last 8 years, really gotten into working with groups, starting as Identity House in New York City, doing group counseling, peer counseling, that is. Then I moved into group coaching. Then I moved into group work around body work, helping people learn Thai massage and shiatsu and those kind of groups. And another group I run called In the Company of Men, which is a group. I love groups because everyone has something to bring, and as you will find out from Jen, that sometimes, many times, oftentimes, it's a lot less work to work with groups. Once you sort of trust in the group process, the group takes over, and therefore you're not necessarily the one with all the answers, the one who has to impart all your great knowledge on someone. The group brings it. So you're almost like the person flying the kite. You have the strings, one in each arm. You're dealing with the wind and the air and the movement, and the group really moves around, and you just sort of steer that. And that's the beauty. And another thing you learned from Jen today in our in our call is that you have to let go. Groups have a way of going the direction they want to, again, like that kite. So if you're holding you know, tight to an agenda. I have to get this through to them, and I have to get through this material. You're not going to be a great group facilitator. You work with what is. So, without further ado, let's bring, I don't think I've ever used that word ado before. It's not one of my vocabulary, but let's bring Jen on the line. There may be, okay, let me see if I can get her, so please hold on. Let me get her teed up here and present to you. Give me a couple seconds, having some technical difficulty. But stay tuned. Maybe take a moment and stay tuned for our meeting with Jennifer Britton of Potentials Realized.
Hi, Jeff. I am. Great to be with you this afternoon.
Thank you for joining us on Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series. It's really great to have you. And today, our topic is groups. And I sort of couched it in how much fun you can have working with groups and why groups are important and so rewarding. And so tell us what your business is first, and then we'll jump into the group work.
Sounds good. Well, the name of my company is Potentials Realized. This April, I'll be celebrating 10 years in business. So I work with a wide variety of professionals, leaders, and business owners, actually, and offer both training programs, coaching services, and also consulting services. So in 10 years, it's been a pretty diverse road, but, you know, the anchor point has always been about working with groups and teams and helping them excel.
Wow, congratulations on your 10th anniversary. That's wonderful.
Pretty exciting. Not a lot of us as business owners get to year 10, so it's going to be a big celebration.
You've gone over that that hump for sure. You're definitely in it. What makes working with groups fun? I know a lot of people resist groups, or when they start off as solo practitioners, and they work one-on-one, and sometimes something has to hit them that's like, oh, yeah, groups, yeah. So, what, you know, we're on the Fun to Fortune radio show, and I love, you know, like, what's fun about groups? Let's start with the fun part. So what makes working with groups fun?
Well, what makes it fun? Well, I think fun is critical in our work, and hopefully others will find that groups are really fun and a different style. So I never want to say groups are the only way to go. I think if we're doing one-on-one work, groups are a great supplement. And the difference that we see in groups is that it's not always about us. We don't have to be front and center doing all the work. So I think as business owners, sometimes we think, oh, it's our business, we have to do it. In fact, as soon as we're working with groups, we need to sort of let the reins go sometimes once the group is formed and let them do the work and have fun. And really what we can bring to that is just is that energy of fun. I think groups, once you bring more than one person in a room and if we're leading the group, we have a tremendous influence over sort of the energy we want to create with that group. So it can be fun. You know, maybe in our conversation I'll talk a little bit about the practicalities of making it fun, because there are a few logistics, and once you're dealing with more than one people, there are some things to keep in mind. And once you've got that group formed, you really can step back and let them do the work.
Right. I think, you know, that's something a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners don't really even think about when working with groups, is that it's a lot less work when the group takes over. You can sit back. So the groups, you know, have a dynamic of their own. And one of the things I love about working with groups is you just never know what's going to come of it. So, you know, it's just, you know, some things come so organically and really make it fun, or people bring ideas, and that's the fun part, is that they're a little more, one fun part, that's, you know, is you don't know. There's that mysterious part of what will happen in this group. They're never the same, yeah?
Absolutely. And I think your word organic is such a good capturing of the essence, because you really don't know. You start off in point A thinking, well, maybe we're going to get here. And as soon as you hear from everyone, you might wind up in a totally different terrain, which can be exciting. And I think for some, it also can be a little nerve-wracking. So
this is
sort of a stretch point. If you're not used to letting things go and you don't feel confident in your skills, then that can really be a stretch point, which I know for many coaches as well as entrepreneurs, this is a growth edge. And I think a critical question we need to ask as business owners is, how much can we do by ourselves? There is a threshold. There is a capacity issue. And so groups do allow you to work with more people. And as we know, you know, much of our business, whether we're marketing footwear or we're selling coaching services, it really is about being with people and having them, giving them the opportunity to get to know you, to trust you, to like you. It's that no trust and like you factor. And your work really does grow by word of mouth. So the great thing with groups from a business angle is it gets you in front of more people.
Well, you already answered my next question, which is, why would one want to work with groups in their career as an entrepreneur? So certainly the big one is gets you in front of more people. I think that most people that I work with as my business clients and others, one of their most frustrating things is they want to influence as many people. They want to share their work, their methods, their talents with as many people as they can, and working with groups is certainly one way to do it. What else?
I think also it's that ease factor. You know, if we're working as solopreneurs, and I heard you mention, a lot of your listeners are solopreneurs, it can be very isolating. And even if we are seeing people face-to-face, the nice thing about groups is that it really does liven things up. There is that dynamic nature. And again, it's an add-on. I don't think a lot of people really are going to grow just a group-based business. I think this is another avenue of revenue. So people who might not be able to afford a one-on-one service base, this is yet another option. And I think as we've moved through the past few years with economics, a lot of people are looking for that, that first foray, that first taste point where they can get to know us and really see what we have to offer. So from a very practical standpoint, it gets you out there, it does build your brand, your reputation, and also it gives people another avenue, another way, possibly at a lower price point, to get to work with you or access your services.
Those are, great points, really great. Isolation is huge in the solo practitioner industry, no matter, across all different sort of industries. And once people sort of, I work with a lot of holistic healers and massage therapists, and when, and I have a studio now where you're going to be this week, a little plug for later, in New York City. But a lot of them, when they come and do a group event, like the Holistic Bazaar and things like that, they're like, wow, I never work with people. It's so nice to be around all this energy and people and doing things in groups. So that's really a big thing. The second thing is, I think, even bigger, pointing to the economy and how people like to get to know you, and lower price points. So someone may not be able to afford a one-on-one session with someone like yourself or another solo practitioner, but they would gladly step up for a lower price and get a feel for how you work and what kind of work you do, and that being the next step for them, maybe working with you privately, or maybe that's just where they're going to be, so they can enter a group program at a fraction of the cost and still get a lot of the benefit. So I think that's really big in today's world. And I think a lot of smart business people are looking at it that way because, people just aren't ready to shell out the big dollars like they were, at least individuals. Corporations, more so.
Yeah, and I think that's a great segue. I think we've sort of left the corporate or, that organizational area. We haven't touched on that yet, but that's a whole other area of programming and opportunity for working with teams and groups. And I think a lot of businesses today, large and small across North America, are really looking at harnessing the power of a team. So there are some distinctions between teams and groups, but you know, many times the programmatic nature of it, the way of going about designing a program with more than one person, whether it is a group or a team, are very similar. And that's what we're going to be talking about later this week at your studio in New York. I think, you know, a whole other category, and maybe down the road I come back and do a session on teams with you, but I think that is also another growth edge. And I think, once again, with business context and economic climate, there is continued investment in the team in organizations. You know, individual contributors, yes, many businesses still have a lot of money for that, and I see a lot of businesses really turning to the team as the engine of business today. So yeah. I think really it's sort of like a, let's at least look and see what would make sense in your own business realm. What are the possibilities? Is it maybe working with groups? Is it working with teams? What would be that sort of next evolution for you if you were to add something on to your mix of programming or services?
Yeah, and that's a great question for our listeners to sort of think about. So, you know, just sort of start there. Start with that kind of question. What are the possibilities if you were to bring this into your business? Jennifer, what is essential in group or team work? The skills you need, the strengths you need. People get really comfortable working one-on-one because they get to know their clients. So there's this sort of scary factor that it's sort of scary to, you know, be in a group. So what do people need to get started, or what are some of the basics, or what do they need to have innate? What's your feeling about that?
Well, I hope that it really is a blend of, you know, things that we're born with, as well as some talents we can, you know, skills we can add to our toolbox. As soon as you bring more than one person together, you really need to understand some of the theory and practice of how groups operate and how groups develop. And, you know, my own background, I've been working with groups for more than 25 years, from, you know, the wilderness of northern Canada through to the jungles of South America. And it doesn't matter whether the group is, you know, 5 people, 15 people, in person, virtual, there are similar stages that groups move through, as well as teams. So I think people who want to work with groups really can equip themselves with some additional skills in the area of group dynamics, understanding how adults learn, especially if you are looking to develop anything that is educational in nature, or for coaches, understanding how adults really are different than working with a group of children. We also, I think, can benefit from adding facilitation skills to the mix. So even if you're not going to be running a workshop or a retreat, what are some things that you can do practically to tap into that, you know, the voice of the group? There are simple facilitation skills that, you know, really we can hone and can learn. And I always point people towards a couple of different organizations across North America, ASTD or CSTD, the American and Canadian Societies for Training and Development. They offer phenomenal workshops and international conferences throughout the year. They're a great go-to resource for facilitation skills, adult learning, understanding how groups evolve. Certainly for those who are in the coaching realm of things, you know, group and team coaching is an evolving area. And I'll talk a little bit later in our broadcast about some of the services I offer, but equip yourselves, train yourselves. You know, notice even in the groups that you're part of, what do you like and what don't you like? If you're in front of a group or you're part of a group that's being facilitated by someone else, put yourselves in their shoes. What are they doing well? And if you had the chance to really be at the front of the room or at the side of the room, what would you do differently? So I think there is the skill base, and the other point that I redirect us to, which is that confidence. You really have to be confident in not really knowing where this group is going to wind up. And part of that is a bit of a paradigm shift for some of us. As business owners, we love control. I really think of solopreneurs. We often go into business because it's our baby. It's our business. As you bring in team members, then we realize, you know what, we've got to let go of this steering wheel a little bit. And so if we are a solopreneur and we haven't made that shift yet, this can be the real growth point. And that isn't so much a skill set of letting go, but it really is a confidence and an ability to let it go and enjoy, hopefully have fun during the process.
Yes, that is key, having fun. When it's not fun, it's not worth doing. If you are bored to death in your, you know, group presentation or class, then guess what? Everyone else is as well.
You got it. And if I can jump in with, like, one little thing, because a lot of listeners will probably be maybe not running a full-day workshop, but they may be going out and doing presentations. As business owners, we can really hone our presentation skills. And the first thing we want to do is think about the WIFM. The what's in it for me? How can you grab the attention of that audience? Let's say you're applying for funding as a business owner. You're out, you know, getting some venture capital. How do you connect with those venture capitalists immediately and hook them? And we've really got to put ourselves in the shoes of those people. What are they looking for? What are the, you know, what are the things that they're listening for? So even as you're listening to the rest of this blurb, you know, really think about where you as a business owner may have group opportunities for presentation, because all of these skills are going to show up even in a presentation format.
Yeah, and those are such great questions to think about and sit down. And the funny thing that I find a lot of business owners is they rack their brains and heads and try to figure it out. And I always say, ask your clients. They will tell you. They're the ones that will tell you. They'll tell you exactly what they need and what they're looking for. So it's sort of simple, but sometimes we forget about that. You know, our audience is right in front of us. Ask what they need. Ask what they want. Ask what they're there for. Ask what's in it for them. You know, so good. Maybe one more tip before we move on to sort of your story in business as you come across your 10th year in business. So another sort of tip for those who are venturing out to do this kind of
work. Yeah. Well, I think whether you're working with groups or building another kind of business, you know, one of the things I've learned as a business owner myself is we have to persevere. You know, we also need to track things and notice what is working, what is not, how are we leveraging our strengths every day? Because just as you said, Jeff, you know, if we're not having fun, maybe it's time to look back at going back to, you know, work for someone else. And for some of us as solopreneurs, that would be the worst thing. And is this really something that you want to be doing for the next 10 years, the next 40 years? What really lies ahead in your future? So I think, and I'm sure you probably do segments on this yourself, Jeff, but, you know, how can we really tap into our strengths? Maybe groups are part of your DNA. And maybe it's not. So really, if you sit back and think about what's going to help you excel as a business owner, really, really isolate those strengths that are going to allow you to do the work that you love each and every day.
Great. So I'd like to move into a little bit of your story, because you are an entrepreneur. You are 10 years in business, and we like to talk to people like you who are trailblazers. And maybe someone, I sort of already have deemed you the queen of group, whether you know that or not.
Well, thank you for the compliment. Queen of groups. I like that one.
Yes, queen of groups. So in your kingdom that I've created for you, if you will, what's been your fortune? So what has come from your efforts in building your business? The fruits of your labor, what, you know, going on 10 years in business, what are all the fortunes that you have amassed?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, and again, this is probably a very Jen queen of groups statement, but it's not just been about me. And I really started my business 10 years ago not being about me. I'm not going to go deep into my history, but, you know, I've been working with groups for the last 25 years, and it's always been the part of my work that I've loved. If you'd met me, well, 2015, even up to 10 years ago, I spent the first part of my career working globally in the international development sector. And that work was incredible. It was world-changing work. And unfortunately, 11 years ago, I woke up one morning with an eye infection that went out of control and almost lost one of my eyes. And that was just a function of having worked so hard and, you know, really doing the work that I loved. It was also a wake-up call, and it really helped me zone into what was the part of my work that I loved doing with the UN and other aid agencies that I could bring back to Canada. And, in fact, it was this piece around, you know, groups and teams. And as business owners, we start out, I think certainly if anyone had told me what the last 10 years would have meant in terms of hard work, in terms of making decisions, and also in terms of having fun. You know, we keep coming back to this. I want to make sure every day I'm having fun, and if not, there really is a problem because I do work hard. Fortune-wise, I think of what I and my family have been able to create in the last 10 years. My husband and I moved back to Canada April 1st, 2004, so April 1st, April Fool's Day. And my husband is actually not originally from Canada. He just became a Canadian citizen a few months ago. So for 10 years, we've really been rebuilding our life here in Canada. And when I say here in Canada, it's not, you know, this is my base. And the great thing I love about my work is I've created a virtual business. So I literally get to work with people all over the world. Last week, for example, I had conversations with people in Thailand, people in Africa, people in New York, people in Europe, and across, you know, across North America. I don't have to travel anymore like I used to. And so part of my, you know, that's the fortune of this work is we can, over time, make business decisions so that we turn our vision, which, you know, back in 2004, I knew I wanted to have a global business, but I would not have known how it would have formed. And that's a really fun thing. So fortune-wise, I have been very blessed. I also know I invest a tremendous amount of energy into my business, and I've been able to find a way that's made it work for our family as well. And I think that is what, you know, being an entrepreneur, yes, there's a lot of risk, and yes, hopefully there's a huge payoff in terms of, you know, how we can create a lifestyle that works well for us and our loved ones.
Yeah, that's beautifully said. And I think that's, for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's usually lifestyle driven. You know, it's passion driven, but it's also lifestyle. I don't want this life that I'm living. I don't want to work for a boss. I don't want to go into an office. And so when you're forming your business, it's like, oh, you know, I want a global business, but I don't want to get on a plane. How do I do that? And you've done it, you know. How do I reach people using all different kinds of technology without me possibly being present? And guess what? You've done that. You think you've written now 2 or 3 books.
Two published books. Well. Third one. Yeah. I think the third one will come out in a few years, Jack.
You're taking a break.
It's a creative labor. That could be a whole other conversation, you know. The book publishing experience, which is also another way where my voice allows me, through the written word, to connect with people all over the world. And that, too, is really exciting, and it does create a legacy. You know, it really does take your work and almost put it on steroids because it's not you having to do the work every day.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and I think that's one of the ways I originally got together with you is I was looking to do group work, and I looked, you know, and Googled every sort of group program and group book, and yours kept popping up. So I was like, okay, this is the one to buy. So what advice can you share with other entrepreneurs thinking of starting to work with groups based on your experience? You already touched on it a little bit. You know, so what's some other advice? Where should they start? What should they do? Certainly going to groups and starting to observe and ask themselves some, you know, real questions about it is important. What else?
Well, I think it's about actively looking out for opportunities, whether it is, you know, if groups have not been your thing, even getting out there and doing more public speaking, you know, finding opportunities to connect with people. I mentioned a bit earlier, you know, both the American and Canadian Societies for Training and Development. There are local chapters all across the U.S. and Canada. I think there is a wide body of people who just do work with groups, whether we're coaches, we're trainers, we're facilitators, we're mediators. There's such a blend, and there are some really exciting people out there. And the thing with this work is as soon as you know, groups can vary in size from 3 people up to hundreds of people. So part of this is also about, you know, connecting or building your own community of other group, I'll call it group facilitators. So really, you know, connecting with others who have this passion and just getting in dialogue, because you don't know when opportunities are going to emerge. We don't have to drive the bus all the time. I think a lot of bigger pieces of work, especially that I'm involved in still, are collaborative pieces. I may be co-facilitating with two or three other people, and that's for really large systems work where I might be going and doing an organization retreat for 200 or 300 or 500 people. So building your own network of people who are passionate about working with groups and sometimes complementary in terms of what they offer. It's great to connect with people in our own sort of professional circles, but maybe you're a coach. What would be the benefit of reaching out and connecting with, say, a Reiki practitioner or someone who has a retreat center? You know, this is collaborative work, so we do want to look for people who are additive, who really are complementary to the skills that we bring and the skills that we focus on in our business.
Yeah, that is a great point. I love what you said about we don't have to drive the bus all the time. And as solo practitioners, that concept sometimes, you know, goes by the wayside a lot. So collaboration is amazing. I always love to, as you just said, look at who are natural partners for your business, that, you know, that are not competing with you directly, that you can refer each other business, you can collaborate, you're sort of in the same realm, but maybe you come at it from different places. And collaboration, so much comes from collaboration, so much. So I love that you said that. I also love that what a lot of people do is really try to get the content right, and what, you know, which is important. Certainly the content is important, but I also believe get your fans together, form your community, people who like your work, people who like you, because those are the people who you're going to be comfortable in front of. Those are the people you're going to, that are going to want to see you and want to work, come to your groups. So really build that community and form it somehow. Gary Vaynerchuk, who wrote that famous book, I think it was Start With Why, yes, of Wine Library TV, his whole thing was just organize people who feel the same way about of something that you do, and then bring it, and then bring things. So community is certainly really important. We're coming to the end of our time together. How do people find you online, offline, and share with us a few of the things you have coming up in your work that people can tap into?
All right. Well, I'll keep this succinct. So my company name is Potentials Realized, but there is a whole arm of my business that falls under the Group Coaching Essentials line of business. And so you can find me at groupcoachingessentials.com as well as potentialsrealized.com. As Jeff mentioned, I'm the author of a couple of books. You can find those on Amazon or through my site. First one is called Effective Group Coaching. That was published by Wiley a few years ago. And last summer, Jossie Bass published my latest book. It's called From One to Many, Best Practices for Group and Team Coaching. So check those out at our site or over at Amazon. It's available on Kindle as well as many e-book versions, so you can access it anywhere in the world. Second, as Jeff mentioned, I'm going to be in New York City in a couple of days. I can't wait. And I will be speaking at the New York Coaches Lab Thursday evening, March 13th, 6 p.m., I believe, is when we're starting, Jeff?
That is correct, yes.
So Jeff has more details on that at his studio. And under my upcoming programs, I run group programs for business owners as well as group programs for people who want to do group programming. So a couple of interesting dates coming up. I have a Spring Equinox virtual business retreat coming up on March the 21st for business owners that want to put a little bit of attention around their day. It's a virtual retreat. You don't have to leave your office to do the planning. And you can find out more about that at bizplanningretreat.com. And also in early April, April 5th and 6th, here in Toronto, Canada, I will be hosting a two-day group coaching intensive. It is a two-day in-person, hands-on program to give people skills in group coaching. So if you're a coach or you're a facilitator or other professional wanting to add some coaching skills to your mix that work with groups, maybe you'll come and join us April 5th and 6th. That program you can find out more about at groupcoachingintensive.com. So I think that's lots of ways. You can also Google me, as Jeff said. Just Google Jennifer Britton, Coach Jennifer Britton, because there are many Jennifer Brittons in the world.
That all sounds wonderful. Look at all those ways you can become a groupie. I love it. And we are really excited. Well, there's no we, it's me, but actually myself and the co-leaders of the New York Coaches Lab, we are so excited to have Jennifer present and lead a workshop this Thursday in New York City at 2B Studios. It is for coaches, but Jennifer gave you a number of other outlets to access her work and get more information on group work. So Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing some amazing ideas and thoughts and perspective and experience with us today. Congratulations on 10 years in business as an entrepreneur. And I so look forward to meeting you in person this week.
I do too, Jeff, and want to thank you for having me. I hope everyone's enjoyed our conversation. I certainly feel inspired to go out and have a good rest of the afternoon here.
Wonderful. Enjoy, and we'll see you in a few days. Safe travel.
See you soon. Take care, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was a glimpse of Jennifer Britton and her work. She had some really amazing things to share with anyone who is interested in doing group coaching and various different resources to check out, including her two books, From One to Many, her other book, Effective Group Coaching, and I don't recall the organization she had mentioned, but an organization to learn about adult learning and facilitation. I found a couple books that I use. One is called The Accelerated Learning Method, and another book that I use, I'm into games in my groups. I love creating games. One is called Drama Games, and one is called The Business of Games. I think it's called The Business of Games. Anyway, so please consider some of those questions. How can you use groups in your business? What's your growth edge? What's the sort of business side of it? What's the personal side of it in terms of personal development? And then what is the fun part and what is the fortune part? So thank you for tuning in today. We're going to end a little bit early. So maybe take this time again to think about how you can utilize groups in your business, what ideas you may come up with, and asking your customers, clients, people who are your fans, what cool sort of creations that you can come up with that they would like to see to further deepen their learning about your business or product and further help their growth. So I am Jeff Valinsky. You have been listening to the Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success Series here on Blog Talk Radio, part of Life Coach Radio Network. I am a business coach, founder of 2B Enterprises. I'm here to help you and any other entrepreneurs, people who want to start businesses, really how to get off the ground, get kickstarted, or to take your business to the next level, always looking for that growth edge. The distinguishing part of working with me and me is that I'm in business with you. I run three separate entities, two in addition to my coaching business. So I experience it every day with Broadway Bodies, with 2B Studios, with Javelin Coaching, and really love the work I do, and I thank you. All of you for this opportunity, and I'm very excited to have Jen with us this Thursday in New York City. So if you are a coach or interested in group work, please see us on New York Coaches Lab or email me direct at J, V as in Victor, ILENSKY at gmail.com. I want to shout out to Linda from The Bigger Game, who The Bigger Game is a workshop and innovative model put together by Rick Tamlin, who is a really wonderful innovator and coach. And Linda had a brilliant suggestion for me about interviewing Jennifer on my radio show in advance of the workshop, which you would think would be a no-brainer, but if you listen to a few of my shows, each month I come up with a different theme. And I was struggling a little bit with a March theme. I'm not sure why, maybe because it's transitional this season. So again, thanks, Linda, for planting that seed, and I really appreciate, again, the power of other people's suggestions. Have a prosperous day. Please find me at www.jeffvalensky.com and enjoy these last days of winter and first signs of spring. We'll see you in 2 weeks. What's the date? Let me do some quick math. The 25th of March, a Tuesday, and I don't know the theme yet, but we're going to find out soon. So thank you for listening today, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Cheerio.